man named Samson. Once upon a time, a man named Manoah and his wife wished very much to have a child. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to them and said, "You will have a son. He is never to have his hair cut." Soon they had a boy and they named him Samson. God gave him great strength and he chose him to be the judge of Israel, because the people had sadly once again forgotten the true God. At that time, the Philistines ruled over the Israelites, but the Lord gave Samson the strength to fight them and defeat them. But then Samson fell in love with a beautiful woman named Delilah. "Delilah," said the Philistines, "find out the secret to Samson's strength, and we will give you lots of money." One day when they were alone together, Delilah said playfully, "Samson, what is the secret of your strength? What would someone have to do to defeat you?"
Said Samson, "if you were to tie me with 7 leather cords, I would lose all my strength."
Delilah waited until he was asleep, and she tied him up. Then 1 rope, 2 cords, 3 cords, 4 cords, 5 cords, 6 cords, 7 cords. Then she shouted, "Samson, Samson, the Philistines are here!" Samson woke up and he broke those cords. He'd not really told her his secret. Oh, do you think Delilah was happy? No, she was not happy at all. She waited and then again she said, "Samson, what would someone have to do to defeat you? What is the secret to your strength?"
Said Samson, "if someone ties me with 7 new bowstrings, I will be as weak as anyone else."
So Delilah got the 7 bowstrings. 1 bowstring, 2 bowstrings, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And she tied Samson up with them. And then she said, "Samson, Samson, the Philistines are here!" Samson woke up and he broke the cords. He had not really told her his secret.
"Oh," said Delilah, "you're making fun of me and you're just telling me lies. Now you, how can I tie you up securely?"
Samson was getting tired of this game.
"If you were to weave the 7 braids of my hair into a fabric on your loom and tighten it with a loom, I will become as weak as anyone else."
So again, Delilah waited until he had fallen asleep. And then she wove the 7 braids of his hair into the fabric. Then she tightened it and again she cried, "Samson, Samson, the Philistines are here to capture you."
And Samson woke up, pulled the loom shuttle, and yanked his hair away and chased those Philistines.
Oh, now Delilah was really cross.
"How can you tell me you love me? You don't. You don't want to share your secrets with me. You're making fun of me 3 times. You haven't told me what makes you so strong."
And she nagged him day after day until he was sick of it. Finally, Samson said, "My hair has never been cut. Cut my hair and I will be weak like any other man." Delilah waited again until Samson was asleep. Then she cut his hair.
"Samson, Samson," she said, "the Philistines are here."
Samson woke up and he thought, "Oh, we'll just do like I did in the past."
But he did not realize that God had left him.
The Philistines captured him and they gouged out his eyes. Then they took him to Gaza, where they bound him with bronze chains and forced him to grind grain in a prison.
But the Philistines did not realize his hair was going to grow again. One day they wanted to make fun of him and they took him to their temple. He prayed to God,
"Lord God, give me the strength to punish these Philistines one last time." Strength and power came through his body once more, and he
pull the pillars of that temple down. So that temple fell down to the ground. And so Samson died with the Philistines. But he killed more people in that one day than he had killed in his entire lifetime.